Jillio, did you watch the whole game last night?
Truth Serum or radio answer?
We keep it real, man. We don't try to like fake people out here.
Keeping it real.
Keeping it real.
I watched the first quarter. I fell asleep in the second quarter. I woke up with about 2 minutes left in the third quarter and then was awake for the third quarter, fourth quarter.
Okay.
Final minute for third quarter and then obviously the finale. And wow. Wow.
I can beat you on that.
Okay.
I watched the first half. I made my jokey jokes about how bad the game was. It needed mayo. Tried to watch the third quarter. More of the same. So I said, you know what? Screw it. It's like 10:30. I'm tired. It's been a hell of a couple of days in my house, you know?
So you shut it down.
So I shut it down. I'm like, you know, I wake up in the morning. Alabama will have won by a field goal because that's all this was up until that point. Some defensive slog. They'll get over their injuries. Georgia won't be able to cash in on the opportunity. I mean, that's what I thought. I'm like, yeah, whatever. I'm not going to watch Alabama drag another championship away from another team. So when I woke up this morning around 6 o'clock, grab my phone, I see the little ESPN alert. I'm like, oh, 30? What the hell did I miss? Of course, you know, through the magic of technology, you know, you can go back and you can rewatch it on Hulu. And yeah, that was a pretty exciting last 8 minutes of a football game that I fell asleep and did not watch last night, but I watched it this morning. You know what? Good for Kirby Smart, man. Good for Georgia fans who have been wanting a championship for 41 freaking years. But specifically to Kirby Smart, it's just a lesson in perseverance. You might have the guy in your way in multiple instances, whether it was a national championship game back, 2017? Or SEC championship games where he seems like he's just going to get you and get you all the time. He did it. And it was almost not that it's the same level, but we had a similar conversation locally with NC State and Clemson, right? Like Clemson was coming to Carter-Finley Stadium in not the typical fashion we're accustomed to seeing Clemson under Dabo in this time frame, right? That wasn't a loaded Alabama team at all. The fact that they were even here was a surprise with all the injuries too. So it kind of became one of those, dude, Kirby, if you don't do it now, when the hell are you going to do it? And they finally broke through. So that was fun to see.
Yeah. And listen, Kirby Smart had some faith in Stetson Bennett when I'm not sure a lot of people would have stood by the quarterback after his performance in the SEC championship game.
Yeah.
Particularly when you had another option in JT Daniels. So credit to Kirby Smart for being loyal to his quarterback and for his quarterback for making the plays. He wasn't spectacular, but he made the plays in the second half when he had to. And then you just saw that defense for Georgia that was nobody wins that way anymore. And that makes it probably extra special for Kirby Smart, who was Nick Saban's defensive coordinator. Like, it's the way to beat Nick Saban is with like a superhero quarterback, right? Mm-hmm. Deshaun Watson, Johnny Manziel, Trevor Lawrence, you know, you just don't beat Alabama the old-fashioned way with defense and running the football and taking a couple of deep shots. But that's what Georgia did last night, and I was impressed, and I was also surprised watching it through the lens of, okay, Bill O'Brien might be the Panthers' next offensive coordinator. They were handicapped, obviously, by the injuries at receiver. But I was surprised how they used Bryce Young. I was surprised they didn't get him moving a little bit more because the same formula to beat Alabama with a mobile quarterback is the same formula to beat Georgia and what they are this year defensively. So, I fully acknowledging the injuries. But I actually thought Nick Saban and his crew got outcoached a little bit in this game, particularly because you knew after they put it on Georgia in that SEC championship game, that Georgia would adjust. And it reminded me of an NFL game where you see a team once and then you run it back. And I thought Kirby Smart, you know, learned his lesson. And good for him and good for those Georgia fans you mentioned. It's 41 years. They lost to Penn State in the 83 championship game in the Sugar Bowl. So you figure about 35 years of frustration of, and not the Red Sox type of frustration, Joe, but the frustration of you're in it and you're really close, and every year you have this amazing recruiting class, and every year you're in the top five, you're in the top 10, and you're winning double-digit games, but you just can't quite seem to get to that final, to the top of the box on the final day of the season. So congratulations to Kirby Smart and those Georgia fans who have followed a winner but now can call themselves champions for the first time since 1980.
It's the OG alongside Joe Giglio. I'm Joe Ovias. If you were in college and you just got over Nick Saban in Alabama and won a national championship and you brought a national championship to a school that's been thirsty for one for 41 years, how would you go about your evening, Joe?
Yeah, I mean, you like the pappy. You have a more sophisticated palate than I do.
Yeah, I have a pappy connect. I don't actually have any pappy, but I know where to go if I need some.
But, I mean, would you expect anything less from somebody named Stetson Bennett IV?
The fourth. That's what I was going to say. Let's put some respect on the man's name and the legacy. Stetson Bennett IV. Clearly a guy who got a job at the law firm because granddad is the partner. So old Stetson Bennett IV, not to be confused with William Needham Finley IV, our friend on ITB Insider. But Stetson Bennett showed up on Good Morning America. I guess let's hear the audio and then we can get into the question of the day, I guess, for as it relates to Stetson Bennett IV and his appearance on Good Morning America.
Good morning, my friend. How you feeling this morning after that incredible performance last night? Have you had a chance to get any sleep?
Yeah, a few hours. not many. I've been wondering about.
Well, you're going to have plenty of time to sleep. Congratulations. And what a story. Not just the Bulldogs, but you. I mean, you start your career there at Georgia. You're a walk-on. You transfer to a junior college. You come back to Georgia. You know, so many people overlooked you. What have you learned about yourself during this journey?
I think I'd always had a pretty constant view about myself. I think I learned that life's hard. You gotta work for what you want. You gotta bet on yourself, just like, all you guys, and just like Michael and, everybody here, everybody who's ever been successful, you gotta bet on yourself. And other people might put in some, change on the odds, but, that never really matters. You got to work hard, love the people who's around you. They got to love you, and bet on yourself.
So the question for Stetson Bennett IV on his Good Morning America appearance, was he hungover or was he still drunk?
No, still. And he's, we should point out he's 23, so he's of legal drinking age. You know what I'm just jealous of, Joe? I'm jealous of that stamina because he got his brains beat in during that game. And then, for obviously, you're running on some adrenaline. Yeah. But, you and I now in our 40s, if you try to pull an all-nighter like that, and heck, I missed a call in the heart of the pandemic from the ACC network, and I still hear about it from Wes and Packers. So props to that kid for just the stamina, man. I'm jealous.
Not that the audience needs to know all of our ACC tournament shenanigans.
Sure.
But typically during the tournament, one of the fun things to do after you've been working all day is that they do hospitality. They give you alcohol, they give you chicken tenders, that kind of stuff. It's a good way to socialize, network, everything else. 10 years ago, maybe 10, I don't even know. I could do it like two nights in a row, right?
Right.
Now I have to pick my night. And even then I have to be careful about just how hard in the paint I go. Cause I'm old now. You just don't bounce back like you used to. Yeah, man. Stetson Bennett, after winning adrenaline, all that stuff, a lot of it has to do with the fact that he's 23 years old and you're invincible when you're 23 years old as the college QB at Georgia in Athens. I mean, that is one of the all-time great college campuses as well. So That was kind of funny to see that clip being circulated. So that's it. That's the that's a wrap for the college football season. You know what that means, right, Julia?
Way too early. Top 25s.
Way too early top 25s. I got the email from Jimmy Shapiro giving me the odds for next year's national championship contenders. You get those emails, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I always love those gambling odds. Either way, NC State is going to be next on the triangle team that's going to get offseason hype wagon, much like Carolina last year showing up in the preseason top 10. It's your turn, NC State. Have fun with that. I can already tell today that there's a lot of North Carolina fans that are just sitting there waiting for the delicious schadenfreude of the season.
Well, both, right? I've seen Wake Forest in some of these in the top 10, and now NC State getting their turn. So it'll be interesting. I mean, it's just, I don't know about you, but I watched that game last night, and I'm like, shoo. I know Georgia and Clemson had a knockdown, drag-out fight to open the season. But I watched that game last night going, I think Georgia's playing a different game right now. And Alabama was trying to hold on. Up front, definitely trying to hold on. And defensively, Alabama has some guys too now. But I was just kind of like, the talent level in this game is not something I'm used to watching in the ACC. That was my number one takeaway from last night.
I'm with you on that. My other takeaway, and this is in no way, shape, or form trying to take away from what Georgia did. I understand that injuries are a part of the game and everything else. But that was not Kirby Smart, you know, somehow getting over on Nick Saban because he outcoached him or he had some brilliant game plan. It's just that Kirby Smart's team was able to outlast what was left of Alabama. Football is a war of attrition. I mean, there's a reason why they use so many war terminology and phrases when we talk about football. They're intrinsically tied together because it literally is a battle on the field. No other sport is like this in terms of the physicality. So over the course of that game, Georgia outlasted an Alabama team that I wouldn't put up there with Nick Saban's vintage teams that have won national championships. And I think we've seen better Alabama teams lose too. My point is, this is more of a credit to Nick Saban to even be in this position for another national title tilt. And why most of the discussion around the college football playoff and whether or not it should expand, I would be curious to see what would happen to the four teams if Nick Saban were no longer coaching college football.
Yeah, I think we'll see that pretty soon.
Well, the Dolphins' job is available again.
And only that's the one. I think he'll retire. I do think he'll retire in the next, 3 years?
I mean, yeah, by the time the college football playoff is ready to expand, that's when he'll just go, all right, I'm out, guys. Peace out.